Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Amon from don'tperish.com. Hey, guess what? We're going to do some more Proverbs 31, verse by verse. And I'm going to get right to it. We're going to do verses 13 and 14 today. So let's read that. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. So, like we've been doing before, we're going to go through and pick out some of the key words, get a bigger meaning of it, kind of put it all together, and then just kind of share some thoughts on it as we go. So, let's start with the word seeketh, or seek as we would say it. It means pursuit, look for, search, diligently inquire. So, that's not just like somebody looking out a window and seeing something, but it's like actively searching and diligently looking for something. That's quite an action, isn't it? And wool. Wool is literally wool. And flax is linen or fiber. And so basically it's just materials used to make fabric to be like made into clothing or whatever a person would use fabric for. And work. We godly sisters ought to know what that word means, work. It's to make, produce, act with effort and accomplish. And so we know that some work can be a lot of effort depending on what we're doing, but even if it's a lot of effort physically, or maybe some of our lives as we get older, or maybe there's days where you don't have quite as much physical to do, but by the end of the day there should be a lot of effort in everything that we godly sisters do, even if it's in our mind and our thoughts that we're trying to get things done, you know, whether it could be like paperwork and stuff. So let's see. Oh, I like this word. And we should be doing it willingly. I like that. And I think that part gets overlooked a lot because people can walk in their flesh really easily doing a lot of works. It means pleasure, desire, delight. And that's not grudgingly or unthankful, but with the effort to do it with pleasure and delight. I like that. That's an awesome picture to think about, isn't it? A woman going about her works willingly with pleasure and delight. That would be like with joy and cheerfulness too. So let's go on to verse 14. Merchants, they're like peddlers or traders or traffickers. And I guess I was kind of like looking for an example today would be, like we use stores and they have to get all their goods in there and set it all up. So they're like a trader. They're the ones that they're like a merchants. You know, we go in there, we buy things. Maybe a closer reference might be more like for back there that we could see today would be like farmers markets or produce stands or something like that. So we'll move on to the word afar. That means distant, far, which is kind of what we know what it is. But in context, this would mean an example of something that takes work and effort, not necessarily having to travel a long way to like get the food, which is what this is referencing. Kind of like working hard in a garden, or today, if a woman didn't have a garden, it could be like searching hard for the best sales and deals, or like we were just talking about, maybe going to a farmer's market or a produce stand to get fresh things and, I don't know, things like that pretty much. So that was pretty simple, only a few key words in there. So we're going to recap this, see what it says, and then I have a few more things we can talk about with it. So we're going to go over it again, 13 and 14. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. And now we're going to go over that again like we have before and just put in the meanings and see what that comes out like. She seeketh is in pursuit She seeketh is in pursuit of, searches for wool and flax, linen, fiber, and worketh, produces, and acts with effort willingly, with pleasure and desire and delight with her hands. She is like the merchants, peddlers, and traders' ships. She bringeth her food from afar and works hard for it. So what do we see here? An awesome picture so far. We see a woman who seeks out what she needs for her household. And in this particular case, it was linen or fiber for making cloth or fabric and food to keep her household well fed. And she does her works willingly with delight and pleasure. I love those two words. Not complaining or procrastinating. And it says with her hands. So she works with her hands. She does physical labor. And it makes me think of this. I love this. 1 Thessalonians 4:11. And that ye study to be quiet and do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. Yeah, that's a beautiful picture. And speaking of pictures, we can see she's zealous to do her works. I love that. And she's like the peddlers or traders going far to feed her family. It means she's working hard for it, whether she has the garden that we're talking about or maybe sold what she made, if she made things out of the fibers or the fabric that we're talking about. Maybe she sold it to buy the food or traded for it. And we can see how industrious she is later with buying and working in the vineyard. So she's definitely not a slacker, and today, if that's her, she wouldn't have lived out of fast food or expensive convenience foods that we have so readily available. And I also want to think about this, too. You know, if she's feeding her family, we have to be thinking about how she was cooking. You know, back then, cooking was a lot harder than today, where we have all sorts of gadgets to cook, and basically, those things can pretty much do all the work. You just put it in there, turn it on, or walk away till it's done in most cases. And I've cooked on wood stoves as a main way to cook in the fall and the winter months. And sisters, you can't just toss it on and walk off, you know, and just let it be for the most part, depending on what it is you're cooking. You really got to pay attention to it, watch it. And it does take a lot more time. And not that it's sinful to use things like slow cookers or pressure cookers or microwaves or whatever all those new gadgets are. But what are we doing with that extra time that normally would have been spent cooking? Oh, yeah, and not even the cooking, because how were they cooking back then? They have to have a fire, right? And so in order to have the fire, you got to get the wood. So maybe she had to get some of that, the kindling. You also got to tend it, keep an eye on it, and then you're cooking over it. So think about that, what they had to do back then. And compared to today, where you could just push a button and walk away from it, most people do. I mean, we lived off-grid, and I knew how to do all that stuff for many, many years before we were even in van life. But think about today. How much more convenience do you have when you can just put it in the oven or whatever gadget you have, turn it on, walk away? What are we doing with all that extra time that she had to stand there and tend the fire and do it, but yet today we have the extra time? I guess what I'm getting at is I'm kind of hoping that all us sisters are using that extra time for the glory of the Lord, and there shouldn't be any reason why we can't keep up on our cooking and our cleaning and all the other things that we have to do. So anyway, just some things to ponder, and I don't know, I love going through this because it really creates a nice picture of a woman that willingly works hard with taking delight in it. And she's really diligent and she's resourceful. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So anyway, we're going to see the culmination at the end, but in between this, I think we got a few more to go through, and we'll see where that all goes, and we can enjoy digging into the scriptures together. So next time is going to be verses 15 through 17, I think. So let's see how that goes. All right, I love you, sisters. Thanks for going along with this. I'm really enjoying it, and hopefully you are too. All right, may God be praised.